I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, my thanks to Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, friend of mine, now a friend of yours, frequent guest on the show. Brian, I am always so impressed by what Milwaukee County is trying to get done in terms of these innovations and using data and the leadership that David and Marcelia and the county board, like, that is what people expect and should be able to rely upon government to do.
The technology to be able to help and the technology to get data out there and the information is much more readily available and easy to attain. And it's important that government also keeps up with technology because, you know, it's kind of dumb when, you know, you go into a government agency and they're still using the laptops from 1980.
Yeah, like Lotus Notes.
Yeah, what is going on?
They get out the abacus.
There was a BlackBerry thing where they were using BlackBerries still, and I'm like, what? Well,
so there's actually a reason behind the BlackBerry use.
Well, that's the security, right?
Yep, it is way easier to secure data on the BlackBerry platform, and indeed, I think there are still some government officials that will use the BlackBerry. Personally, I don't know about you all out there, 855-752-4842. We'll just do a little straw poll over the course of the show. Pro BlackBerry? I mean, you got to be over the age of, what, 35, 40 to know about the BlackBerry.
But there are some people who, like, when they stopped using it, didn't know what to do with themselves. I can't feel my buttons.
I need a trackball. Anybody out there, you want to weigh in? Pro BlackBerry or so happy to be on my iPhone or Sam's Google-enabled device. I miss my BlackBerry. I could basically drive stick shift, send a formal legal email.
The amount of things I've done.
And take a call all at the same time.
The amount of things I've done at the same time is using a stick shift. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to go down some sort of scary path.
We almost went there yesterday, so let's not repeat that. I'm learning. See, the important thing is you get to adapt and change to the times and do better next time. And that's what we all want to do. We want government to evolve, and we want government to be able to use the data at hand to move forward and be as, you know, I don't know, as efficient as the rest of business is.
So speaking of data and speaking of traffic calming and slowing down, I wanted David on not just to announce this new initiative and legislation that he signed, but also because just this week, just a couple days ago, there was a headline in the Journal Sentinel that Wisconsin drivers have the second highest percent of speeding tickets in the country.
Great job, everyone.
I mean, where are we going so fast? I thought we were above the stress line since we had crossed the Illinois-Wisconsin border. I thought we were like chiller drivers. I don't know. Y'all want to talk about the last time you got a speeding ticket? 855-752-4842. Have you gotten a speeding ticket recently? Were you speeding like a ridiculous amount? Will you cop to it live on the radio? 855-752-4842. I will tell you something. My friend, I was in a car with my friend recently. She got pulled over. But outside of Milwaukee County, I think that's one of the things, like, speed enforcement varies greatly depending on which county you're in.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, big time. So it's interesting to me. Is this a Wisconsinite speed way more than everybody else? Or is this a we enforce the heck out of our speed limits cause and effect? My guess is it's probably both. Like
probably
many
a little
things,
bit of both.
Right?
Also, there is that wonderful, gigantic, like 70-lane highway that Foxconn got for all of us between the border and Milwaukee. So
yeah, it's like the Wisconsin Autobahn.
It's begging for just, I looked down and I was like, I'm doing 90. I got to slow down. This is ridiculous.
I am just waiting and hoping, I have my fingers crossed, that I am observant of how fast I'm driving because I recently bought a new car. I had driven what I can call lovingly a beater for many years. I was very responsible about it. I worked downtown. I lived downtown. So like, why the heck would I spend a bunch of money on a car? Because I literally drove in basically a 1 mile radius around the east side and downtown of Milwaukee. But now that I come out to Waukesha to do this great show every day, beautiful downtown Waukesha here at the WAUK, I got myself new wheels. That thing is like a rocket ship. I'll look down and it feels real smooth. I'm like, why am I passing everyone? I'm going 90.
And you don't even know it, do
Don't
you?
Even know it. Definitely have had to slow myself down. Folks, when was your last speeding ticket? Did you feel like they were nitpicking or were you way over? Jeff from Wind Lake, when was your last speeding ticket, friend?
Probably 3 years ago. I actually don't speed that much, but I was just going to say I think it's a reflection of enforcement more than anything, heightened enforcement, that is.
Yeah, I think that definitely has to be part of it. I think I tend to see more sheriff's deputies and stateies out on the highways when I'm driving around Wisconsin. Do you have that same perception, Jeff?
Yes, Maggie. Yeah. So my commute to work involves going down corridor highway, and it is not uncommon. You know, I pass through many municipalities. It is not uncommon for me to see, you know, 4 to 5 different municipalities policing the same stretch of roadway, and I probably go through about 6, but any given time there's about 4 or 5 policing it for speeding.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Jeff. Wherever you're driving, please drive safely. Yeah, I get the impression that we have a lot of folks out patrolling the roads, which, to the point about creating a safe environment and making sure people are getting to where they need to go in their cars safely, I mean, yeah, slowing down matters.
But
a lot.
I also don't mind having a lot of them out there because they can respond to immediate crashes faster.
Yes.
They can be there
faster
and help out.
It's an overall good thing. So according to the article, 7.8% of Wisconsin drivers had a speeding ticket on record in 2024. Like, that is a big percentage.
That's a lot.
Also, and by the way, we tied for second with our neighboring friend Ohio for that percentage. Ohioans also at 7.8%. Now, unlike Ohio, according to the Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin doesn't have a ticket quota, which I think is really interesting. Ohio has a ticket quota, which is what it sounds like. There is a minimum number of speeding tickets that police officers must issue over a certain period of time.
I don't like that idea because it puts your officers in an awkward position.
Sure does. You got to be nitpicky. Might bring up some questions about unconscious bias and things like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not gives me a little bit of the ick factor. Dennis from West Allis saying his last speeding ticket was in 1989. Hats off to you, sir. But he drives for a living. And Dennis says that he was in an accident in July. And a week later, he was in another accident. Not his fault. Dennis, brother, I'll share you my back-to-back accident stories when we come back. And I'm an excellent driver. I also want to shout out.
Of course you were.
Of course I am. Joshua from Wausau says he misses his BlackBerry. His last tickets were 7 years ago, going 13 over. See, I think that's a little nitpicky. 15 and less, that should get a pass. We'll talk about it some more when we come back. We got a jam-packed show. Maggie and the Millionaires coming up at top of the hour. Stick with us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.